Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Neil Barnard, author physician with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Want to incorporate into their lives, just if they want to do these basic dietary changes to their diet. Maybe they're not going to go all the way into a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle, but maybe, you know, a couple meals a week they might want to look at. Just what do you recommend to people like that?
Okay, well, people can go much further. The first thing I would say is size up what your goals are. If your goal is to lose weight, or let's say your goal is to turn around diabetes, here's what I would do. I would take a week, and during that week, you don't change your diet at all. But what you do instead is you start looking for foods that happen to be vegan. In other words, they happen to have no animal products in them. So, for example, you're at a Mexican restaurant and you have the bean burrito, hold the cheese. That happens to be vegan. Or you have a pizza without cheese but with extra toppings, extra mushrooms, tomatoes, olives, onions, that kind of thing. That happens to be vegan. If it's vegan, that means it's going to have no animal fat and no cholesterol, just by definition. So start thinking what all those foods might be. That takes a week. Then when you're ready, about a week later, and you know which foods fit and which ones you like, then go all vegan all the time for 3 weeks, 21 days, just as an experiment. At the end of that time, your waistline will be trimmer, your blood sugar will be coming down, your cholesterol goes down, your energy goes up, you're going to feel more athletic, and people are going to ask you, what are you doing? You look fantastic. So it's 21 days. You're just test driving it and see what you can do. That's the way we do it. So try it out for a week. Just test out the foods that to see what would fit. And then when you know what they are, do it all vegan all the time for 21 more days, and it will change your life.
Cell regeneration. You know, basically that, you know, you get a new stomach every 5 days. You can, you know, through the process of cells dying and regenerating within your body. Does any of your research or any of your study ever get into that level of like a cell regeneration in combination with some of the dietary recommendations you have?
Well, what we really find is that our health processes are very much a two-way street. So instead of our body getting worse and worse and worse and older, the body can, in a sense, get younger in certain ways. And what I mean by that is, let's say you have a cell, a muscle cell that started accumulating fat, and so it's now become insulin resistant, and its metabolism is not what it was when it was younger. When you go on the healthy diet that I'm describing, that cell actually will start, according to the best data we have, to regenerate its mitochondria, which are the little microcellular ingredients inside that burn energy. You see them start to repopulate. The metabolism goes back up, and it's as if you are younger than you were before. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a fountain of youth, and you will not live forever. But what I mean to say is that you will feel better. People may notice the difference. It's the best way to lose weight and keep it off over the long run. One last thing I would want to say is that many top-level athletes are now going vegan. The top female tennis player, Serena Williams, and also Novak Djokovic, the top male tennis player, both adopted vegan diets. It gives them better energy. It makes them feel better. And we're seeing football players, baseball players, and especially the long-distance runners going this way because it gives them more energy than they ever had before. So if you just need energy to get to work and to feel good during the day and have a good night's sleep, this is the way to go. But if you're competing at a high level, it is super. Maybe one thing to say, America's favorite pastime is shopping. And if you go now to the health food store or even the regular grocery store, have an adventure looking at all the products that are there. Start in the dairy aisle, where instead of cow's milk, look at soy milk, rice milk, almond milk in all the different flavors. Bring them home and try them and explore some of these new flavors. If you have never tried the veggie hot dog, veggie sausage, veggie burger, try a few different ones and see which ones you like. Don't forget the produce aisle. They've got all the wonderful, colorful foods. Bring them home and eat in a healthy way. The old idea was, well, somehow you've got to have meat in some way. We now know that you're better off without it, not to mention the cows being quite happy that you're not eating them as well, and your doctor being extremely happy that your cholesterol is coming down. So you can put all that to work and have fun with it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Neil Barnard with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now, I'm addicted to emotion.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Heart still resides where the nighttime lights, earth and light on the horizon. Under the soft red glow of the wintertime city clouds. And all the men
market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch sand, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.